This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're in the workplace or you're a student or an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, we'd like to go over this on the show. What is faith according to the Bible? The Bible's definition comes out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And why is faith important? Also from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, it says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, how do you get faith? According to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you want to check out the previous programs, last week on the show, we had Nate Rocky from the Point Church of Virginia, and he was talking about faith and adoption. 2 weeks ago, we had Tony Cimarusti talking about faith and business. And there's some other really good podcasts in there. We had Steve Garland, the University of Virginia wrestling coach, on there, talking about faith and athletics. They are also loaded on a website that's new. It's called Mark5Ministries.com. Mark and then the number 5Ministries.com. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you if you have a comment, and we really appreciate your encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. A jump rope event to raise money for St. Jude Research Hospital will be held May 16th at the Herman Key Rec Center on Market Street in Charlottesville starting at 10 a.m. Palmyra Company 1 Volunteer Fire Department is holding a community yard sale starting at 8 a.m. May 16th at the Firehouse in Palmyra. Caleb's Faith, a nonprofit organization that awards scholarships to high school seniors entering a four-year college majoring in music or English, will be holding a Flapjack Breakfast Fundraiser May 16th, Applebee's Route 29 in Charlottesville starting at 8 a.m. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concert events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Malik Frazier. Malik is a student athlete at the University of Virginia on the men's basketball team. Malik, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Malik, I had a chance to see you at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, victory banquet the other night, and you did a great job speaking in front of all those people. Well done. You're to be commended for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
On this program, we like to start with the faith journey, and was wondering if you could just kind of walk us through how you came to faith, and then I'll probably ask you a few follow-up questions.
Okay, awesome. So growing up, grew up here in Charlottesville, and I did not come from a Christian home. I was just kind of wandering through life aimlessly, just being a kid. Didn't really have any sense of faith or purpose. Wasn't too sure about who God was or what the Bible was. But then in middle school, I was really into basketball. And so I did basketball camps, and Coach Ben D'Alessandro, he did VABA back then, and he invited me and asked me to come play at Covenant for him. He was taking the head coaching job there. And so once I got to Covenant, it was a completely new environment. There were a lot of people there that were really nice to me. It was a Christian school. It still is a school around here. And so I just came to school, and I learned a lot just in the classroom and from the teachers and friends there about Christianity and about the Bible. And so it was a completely new atmosphere to me, and it was really different. So I was just learning a lot in class from people and from Coach D himself and just the families around there and my friends. Everybody was kind of pouring into me, the people that had faith, and I just saw that there was something different about these people, that they had some sense of some purpose in their lives that I had never even really thought about before. And so as the years went on, I was learning more and more, but I really hadn't grasped what faith really was. I just kind of had some small idea, and Then going into my senior year, I met the McKay family, and they really, I just saw that they were on fire for the Lord. And I'd met other people that influenced me before, but I think they were like the last step to kind of push me to make that decision. And so I learned a lot from them. And Coach McKay, who was the head associate at Virginia for men's basketball and is now the Liberty head coach, really just, you know, poured into me, and just asked me questions that had never been asked before about my faith. And it got me thinking that summer before my senior year of high school, about what I really believed. And, I had just been chasing after these temporary things, to kind of satisfy me and fulfill me. And whether it was like sports or academics or relationships, these things I would look to kind of fill me up inside, and they would give me temporary satisfaction, but then after a while I would just feel empty again. And he just taught me, Coach McKay did, that there's somebody who could satisfy us and fulfill us eternally, that would forever quench our thirsts. And so just that summer, I learned a lot. And with everybody else, too, at Covenant and the families around, I finally, the fall of my senior year, accepted the Lord. And it was because I'd been trying to kind of ready, like, clean myself. And I thought that in order to become a Christian, I had to get rid of all my dirt. But I was just told that the only way that I can clean that I can become clean is to accept Christ into my heart. And I finally made that decision, and it's been a good journey ever since then too.
Wonderful story and a testament to two men that jumped out in the story, Ben D'Alessandro and Coach Richie McKay, and how fortunate we are in our lives when we can kind of look back and say, you know, there were two people there that really cared for me and really poured into me. And there was, it sounds like you kind of had two little crossroads there that they helped you really kind of navigate and find your faith. Let's take it from you graduate from Covenant School here in Charlottesville, and you end up going to the University of Virginia. Talk to us a little bit and then we're going to take a break, about your basketball career, because I love this story about kind of how it got started and then, of course, how it ended up, and you're getting ready to graduate here in another month. So congratulations on that.
Thank you,
but
yeah.
Take us through, if you would, on that basketball, because I love this story.
Yeah, so going into college, I always had a dream of playing college basketball, and I really wanted to be a part of that in some sort of way. And so my first year, I tried out for the team, and I didn't make it, but the coaches offered me an opportunity to serve as a student manager on the team, which is basically like sort of like a water boy, if you don't really know, but you're like rebounding for the players, grabbing Gatorade, water for them, just doing anything to serve the team and the coaches. And so I did that my first year, and it was a really fun experience. I love being around the team and the coaches, especially because the coaches, a lot of them are really strong in their faith, and that was really a huge encouragement, especially in college, to have those guys. And so then my second year, I still wanted to play on the team, and I tried out again, and I didn't make it. And so I still wanted to be a part of it because I thought it was such a special year, my first year, that I'd do it again. And so my second year, I served as a student manager, and I was doing a little bit more in practice with basketball stuff, and I would jump in some of the drills. And so that was really fun, too, because I love playing basketball. And then that was another good year, and I really liked it, and I was like, I'm going to keep doing this every year in some sort of way, helping out. And so then my third year, tried out again, and I was really fortunate enough to make it on the team, and it was just awesome. It was third time's a charm, so it worked out, and I think the Lord really blessed me with that opportunity to be on the team. And my fourth year, I was on it again, and just all 4 years, it was great to be on a team serving in whatever way I could.
Let's talk about that third year for a second. That obviously was the basketball season 2013 and 14. First time in forever that University of Virginia men's basketball wins the ACC regular season and then also goes on to win the ACC tournament. How was that experience? Were you able to kind of grasp how large that accomplishment was?
Yeah, no, that was really incredible. That was awesome. It was just, I hadn't realized how long it had been, but I knew it had been a long time since UVA had accomplished something like that. And just from the first 2 years I was there, it was just really cool to see our team progress over those 3 years and to see how Coach Bennett and Coach McKay and other coaches had their foundation was paying off in the end. And so that was just truly incredible, and I don't think I'll ever forget that. And yeah,
that team was had a lot of great players, but it was anchored by, in my opinion, Joe Harris.
Yeah.
And Akil Mitchell were the two seniors that year. Talk to me about kind of the influence from your perspective that Joe Harris and Akil Mitchell had on that ACC tournament winning team.
Yeah, they definitely had a huge impact. They were they were the leaders of our team, and especially Joe and Akil, those guys, they were so they were the biggest servants. Joe before that year was, I think the year before, he averaged like 16 or 17 points a game, and then he came into this new role, and he only averaged like 11 or 12. So he was taking less shots, and he wasn't trying to be the big guy on campus, trying to score all the points. He really was just humble and said, if I need to score less points for our team to be successful, then I'll take a back seat and I'll let other guys get involved. And then Akil too, he was just, you know, took a step back and said, how can I get other guys involved? How can I be the best player in my role? And those guys really just showed me and the other guys what a servant looks like. And sometimes you have to take a step back to let others flourish too.
Have you ever seen a better jump shot than Joe Harris's?
No,
that
I don't.
Thing is sweet.
That thing
is
looks
not
so nice. Yeah.
Could you guard him?
If he couldn't make a shot, then maybe.
We're talking to Malik Frazier, student athlete at the University of Virginia and on the men's basketball team. So this year, a season of some tremendous accomplishments. And yet, you know, there was times at the end where, you must have felt a little bit empty. But what a team. And it seemed like this year you had two new leaders step up in Malcolm Brogdon and Justin Anderson. Before we take a break, what was it like having Malcolm and Brogdon on the court at the same time from your perspective?
Malcolm, he's probably one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life. The year he redshirted, he didn't play, but he was working out almost every day, full speed, and I actually helped out with some of those workouts with Coach Curtis and Malcolm, and Malcolm was just relentless with his work ethic. A lot of people, I feel like, with a year off, they kind of, you know, go through the motions, but he was preparing like he was playing the game the next day, and so his work ethic was just very contagious. It makes you want to work harder, and so he was just he's also very vocal this year. And then Justin, man, he's so enthusiastic about everything, and so that just rubs off on you too, and he gets you excited about things. And so both those guys really just did a great job leading our team this year.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Malik Frazier, student athlete at the University of Virginia on the men's basketball team. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Scottsville Farmers Market, going on now every Saturday, rain or shine, through October 31st from 8 until noon at the Scottsville Pavilion on Fleet Street. A jump rope event to raise money for St. Jude Research Hospital will be held May 16th at the Herman Key Rec Center in Charlottesville starting at 10 a.m. Palmyra Company 1 Volunteer Fire Department is holding a community yard sale May 16th starting at 8 a.m. at the firehouse in Palmyra. And the 21st Annual Relay for Life of Charlottesville Albemarle is May 16th starting at 6 p.m. at Albemarle High School football field. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Malik Frazier. Malik is a fourth-year student at the University of Virginia. He's a student athlete and a member of this incredible University of Virginia men's basketball team. Malik, before we took a break, you told us that story, how it took you 2 years to make the team, yet you realized you still wanted to be part of this program, and so you found a way to serve the team as a student manager, and then you make it and contribute mightily in your third and fourth year. I love that about you, and that you were willing to humble yourself where a lot of today's athletes have a tough time with that because they're so focused on themselves and their own statistics. And gee, if I was at a Division III school, I could be starting somewhere, and now I'm going to serve as a manager on this team and someday hope that I can contribute to the team. But I just wanted to touch back on that. Is was part of the reason you were so willing to kind of humble yourself and serve the team in any capacity, it was part of that because you were attracted to the servant leadership that you saw in Coach McKay and Coach Bennett? Is that something that you were able to kind of grasp and then it rubbed off on you?
Yeah, no, definitely. Coach Bennett and Coach McKay and all those guys, they really emphasize servanthood. and humility. It's part of the pillars that Coach Bennett talks about every day. And so I just saw how those guys served, and it was just really encouraging to me. And it's like, if these guys can serve at this level, then I should be able to serve too. Coach McKay, he was a head coach for 20 plus years before that, and then he came in as an assistant. And so just seeing him serve and humble himself was something that I admired a lot. And so I thought it would be cool to serve for the team. And yeah, those guys, you just see them every day. They just serve so much in small ways, whether they're helping one another, they're rebounding for some of the players. They're always just looking for different ways to serve.
Let me ask you this question. You played the last 2 years at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville. 15, almost 16,000 crazy fans in there. Of course, game day for the first time ever. ESPN game day came there. What is it like playing in front of that massive, hysterical crowd?
It's awesome. And the excitement has just grown over the past 4 years with our success recently. And it's wild. Especially this year, like last year we had a great year, and then this year there was high expectations. Mm-hmm. So the crowds were amazing. They're awesome, especially game day. That was incredible. I wasn't at game day, but I was there that morning. We had a lift, and you could just hear the crowd through all the walls at JPJ, and it was just incredible. And then senior night, that was an amazing crowd too. And when you go out there, you get kind of nervous, but you're also excited too. It's an mm-hmm. anxious feeling.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the strength coach at the University of Virginia, because I tapped you on the shoulder and I felt it felt like a coconut. You have these big muscular shoulders. How important is weight training today? Because it seems like every player on the UVA squad is cut and ripped and really, really strong. Not too strong, but, really nobody gets pushed around.
Yeah, no, it's very important. And Coach Curtis, he's the best in the business. He could be in the NBA if he wanted to, doing strength and conditioning, because he was there before. But he likes UVA. He went to UVA, so we're just very fortunate to have him, and it's very important for our system and our style of play, because the way we play is pretty tough physically on the body with the pack line defense, and just being able to be strong and kind of be physical inside on the rebounding. And so I think it's just very important. Coach Curtis and the guys take it very seriously, and so yeah, I mean, it's very important, especially in college basketball. It's a lot more physical game than high school. So you got to have guys that are in good shape and are strong.
We're talking with Malik Frazier, student athlete on the University of Virginia men's basketball team. Malik, we have a lot of high school students that will be graduating in our area over the next month. And if you could think back upon your high school graduation from the Covenant School, and now as you're graduating from the University of Virginia and going on to graduate school at Wake Forest, what advice would you give to any high school seniors about the importance of faith as they kind of step out from Charlottesville and into the college world? Do you have any advice for any high school seniors?
Yeah, definitely. That was a big part of my decision going into college, is I wanted to make sure I had a place in college to have a community of believers and people who shared my faith. And so I would say going into college, the biggest thing is to seek out other people who share your faith with you. And just to find that community and get involved, get plugged in. For me at the University of Virginia, I got connected to Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship. And it's a huge fellowship. It was like 500 people, and it just keeps growing. But I know at UVA there are like a bunch of other awesome ministries, Young Life, InterVarsity, Greek IV, and just a bunch of different things that you can get plugged into. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just having people who can encourage you, and kind of like the proverb, iron as iron sharpens iron, just having other people who can just, you know, sharpen you in your faith. And I think the biggest thing was also just having that core group of friends. In Chi Alpha, we had these groups, these Bible studies were called core groups. And these were the guys that I would, you know, once a week at least, I would study the Bible with, and we'd just kind of go through God's word and talk about it, and just, you know, be open with our struggles that we had, and just kind of seeking out those friends that share the same faith as you is probably one of the biggest things I would say, going into college, just being intentional about that and doing that right off the bat.
We're talking with Malik Frazier, student athlete at the University of Virginia on the men's basketball team. Malik, you and I are both very fond of Coach Richie McKay, who is heading down back to Liberty to be the head coach at Liberty University. One of the quotes that Richie has shared with me and my family, I wondered if you would comment on this. His quote to me and my family has been, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future." How important do you think that is today for today's high school kids that are either going through high school or graduating, going on to college?
No, yeah, I think that's a really awesome quote, and I've heard him say that many times before, and I think it's very true. I just, like, think about my friends and the time I spend with them. I spend lots of time with people that I'm close to and my friends, and you can just kind of see, like, even you just pick up on things that they do. And so, like, friends, like, when they say certain jokes or certain things, like one of my friends says, "If that's the worst thing that happens to you all day, you're having a pretty good day." And it's just like small things like that you pick up on, and you kind of you use them in your own life. And so if you have friends who are big in their faith, then you're going to pick up on the things that they do, and they're going to influence you, and you're going to be influenced by the people that you spend time with. So if you have friends who are strong in their faith, they're going to influence you in good ways. I have a friend who I live with, and I'll walk into his room in the morning and he'll be reading his Bible, and that influences me, like, oh, I need to do that today and spend some time with the Lord. So I think it's just very, very it just tells what way you're going with the friends that you have, and how they influence you, because those people will influence you in some sort of way.
And I've found, you know, looking way back over the course of my life, is that friends can help get you into the right place, but they can also help keep you from going into the wrong place. Hanging out with the right crowd, so important. Malik Frazier, student athlete at the University of Virginia. You're graduating next month. Can you real quick, before we end the show, tell again the folks where you're headed, where you're off to after graduation?
I will be going to Wake Forest University, studying business in the MA and management program. So I'll be in Winston-Salem next year.
You are one impressive young man. I am so proud of you, a product of the Covenant School here in Charlottesville and a graduate soon to be here at the University of Virginia. Malik Frazier, student athlete on the University of Virginia men's basketball team. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Have a very blessed Sunday. God, we need